You're faithful one day after the feast of the Nativity of our Lord is the second day of Christmas, and it coincides with the feast of Saint Stephen, the first martyr of the church. On Christmas day, I spoke you how we always must be bearers and confessors of light and truth. And this first martyr, Holy Stephen, is such a glorious example for us how to be nothing fearing, great and brave and confessor of truth and life, even if people do not like you or they persecute you. God worked so many miracles through Saint Stephen, and he spoke with such wisdom and grace that many of his hearers, they became the followers of Jesus. They became children of God. On the other hand, when people heard Saint Stephen to preach, the enemies of the Church of Jesus, they were furious because they saw how successful Saint Stephen was in his preaching. And at last, they, just like the enemies of God, had laid a plot upon Jesus, they now laid a plot upon Saint Stephen. The enemies of God could not answer any of his wise arguments, so they got men to lie about him, saying that he had spoken in a sinful manner against God. And then Saint Stephen, just like our Lord in his time, he faced a great assembly of enemies. But like our Lord, Saint Stephen, his confessor and witness, he had no fear about his own destiny. In fact, the Sacred Scripture tells us that Saint Stephen's face looked like the face of an angel. And indeed, as an angel had strengthened our Lord in the Garden of Gethsemane, now in the Passion of Saint Stephen, his own guardian angel was comforting and strengthening him. In the front of his enemies, Saint Stephen spoke about Jesus just as bravely as he had spoken to the common people. Saint Stephen showed them that Jesus is the Savior. He is God, which has been promised to send for the liberation of Israel and the Gentile nations. On Christmas Day, I told you that in the end, or you oftentimes don't get into that much trouble if you merely speak the truth. But when the real persecution starts, it is at the moment when you start to condemn the error. And Saint Stephen was this kind of a brave confessor of light and truth. He had no fears of proclaiming boldly the truth, but he also was not afraid to everywhere where he went to condemn the error, condemn the wrongdoings of the enemies of God. And even on his final arena, Saint Stephen, he scolded his enemies for not having believed in Jesus when our Savior was here on earth. And after hearing themselves denounced, hearing their error and sin denounced and condemned, now the enemies of church could bear no longer. The enemies rose up in great anger and they shouted to Saint Stephen, but bravely he looked up to heaven and said that he saw the heavens opening and Jesus standing at the right hand of a God. And as the people with bad faith and who are evil most often do, his hearers, they plucked their ears and refused to listen another word. And then they dragged Saint Stephen outside the city of Jerusalem, and there they stoned him to death. And as Jesus had prayed for his enemies at the hour of his death, also Saint Stephen while getting hit by stones, he fell to his knees and begged God not to punish his enemies for killing him. Dear faithful, when we now, during this great Christmas time, hear the story and history of this great first martyr, Saint Stephen, shouldn't his example and intercession want to make us as powerful and courageous confessors of Christ as he was? If we are ever afraid to follow his example, namely always speaking for truth and always denouncing and condemning the error, namely loving what God loves and hating what he hates, doesn't God give us the very strength and encouragement as he gave to Saint Stephen? We are blessed to have all the weapons necessary to fight for our good fight. We have the Holy Catholic faith, we have his sacraments, especially the Holy Eucharist and the sacrament of penance. If we ever feel that we are inclined to shrink from our responsibility, let us remember Saint Stephen, and that we also have the same weapons strengthening us as he had, namely our guardian angel and saints praying for us, the holy sacrifice of the Mass, which we should make a very good use daily if possible, and the great Holy Eucharist and sacrament of penance, giving us pardon and remission of our sins and making us united closely to God already in this earth, but most definitely in the future everlasting heaven. May God bless you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.